Hello, good morning. My name is Durga already. Stanley introduced me, and we'll go to today. Look at one of the good church in the New Testament. We found in many that in Apostle Paul wrote the 13 letter in the New Testament, and he especially focused in the letter in the church. And when that some churches are some issue. Like some many issues we found in Corinthian, Ephesian, Colossian, but one of the church in Philippines, they has good churches. They support Paul and they support. They have the giving heart and they have helping others and all thing is good there. But one, there are the main issue. This church has the disunity, and that disunity. We know about unity first. We think unity means we gather and we, like many, we call like organization. Many people saying, yeah, we are one building means we are gathered. But we know that one roof, one house also, we not found in unity. Because what is the main unity we are going to see? And that unity also, we need to be find out what is the gospel center unity that we needed as the we believer, as the born again people. We need to be understand the gospel center unity. So why we need this kind of unity? What is that unity means? Today we are to go and see from the book of Philippians. So today morning, I'll help you how to rejoice, how to joy in the unity. And unity is what is the that meaning and source of the unity? Because you and me, many times we want joy in our life. We like joy, we like rejoice, we like together and sharing the some things. But we not found real what is the, especially that in gospel center joy. We lacking that one because our selfishness or living, we are not united in the church. So this sermon will be helping you the joy in your life through united in through gospel center unity. So please turn that mind. Please turn with me book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 1 to 4. Today we'll go to see. And there in the sum have in gospel center unity there written. I'll read for you. Restart in verse 1. Therefore if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of the love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any function of the compassion, make my joy completely by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in Spirit, intent on one purpose, do not nothing from selfishness or empty concept, but with humility of mind, regard to one another as more important than yourself. Do not mercy look for out for your own personal intents, but also in the intents of the others. Here we'll found that in three times repeated word, one mind, one heart, one thing, same way. That means we found here is the talking about unity, that verse 2, 3 times that repeated, same love, same agreement, and same man. That means this is talking about unity. So I put that main idea to the sermon, have a gospel center unity that produces joy. Have a gospel center unity that produces joy. Three things, there are three truths helping us how to be grow in gospel center unity. First, we found in verse 1, source of unity. Verse 2, we will found meaning of gospel-centered unity. And verse 3, application of the gospel-centered unity. We look at one by one. We look first, verse 1, source of the gospel-centered unity. Look at your Bible. Here is the verse 1, start if. And other translation, there start therefore. Means some reason is there. That source reason is there. That word means confidence, no doubt. Already you have in Christ, that Apostle Paul here is not saying about when you are the united, that time only you find, but you already have that four source. The verse 1 will see therein, four source of the gospel center unity, that is health. All are the Christ center, all are motivation to be or united in Christ. That is the in source, that four marks, otherwise four motivation we'll see here. That is because we are the born again, we have transformed from into the God's family and His kingdom. We have righteousness of Christ imputed in us. We have a new nature through Christ, by Christ, for Christ. So we need to be motivated. Why we need to be in united in Christ center? So four resource, four source will be found in there. In first, encouragement in Christ means here is the that encouragement root, that word is come from, come alongside means come near to close, that alongside come means that help and support with comfortably, means with comfortable, come near means counsel and exhort, that word used in many time in the in Bible. That in preciously kind of support, we know that one example in book of Luke, Gospel of Luke chapter 10, one good Samaritan, how he helped that helpless person. He took that in keeper inside and he give two dinar money also, and end of time also what he say, take care of him and I will take care of him, and whatever more you spend I will repay return when I will come back that time. Means here is the that he saw that in encouragement to who helping him, mean that support and he giving. So same way that at unity we must need to Christ encouragement, not people or encouragement sometime and few time, but in Christ encouragement is or need to be base or foundation or source of the gospel center unity. Second source of the gospel center unity, we found any comfort from love, means that is not our love. This is here is the use that agape word, a little study. So I'm weak in English, but little about that study, and I found that is word in agape, that same word in that agape means love, same agape word used. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14, what Apostle Paul says, I'll read it for you. He's saying, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, same agape word used there, love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. That means this is not our love, this is God love already you have. That's why you need to source of unity. Means here is that word is love come from that who people understand, those who are born again, those who are believer, those people will be understand this love is great and everlasting. Just that leading sense, sometime we our mood is off, sometime we sing and praise, and sometime some family problem, that time we are not happy, but this love is everlasting and same way yesterday, today and forever. That love Christ give us, this is our motivation to be united, to be united in Christ center for the gospel. Apostle Paul say in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, he say, Christ love me and he give himself for me. This sacrifice love, this is God's love, this love. And our Lord Jesus Christ also told in Book of John chapter 15 verse 13, Jesus said, greater love has none one than his, and someone lay down his life for his friend. Means Jesus saw that love in the cross. How much God love us, how much that God, that deep we have. That's why we need to be Christ center united, we need to be that Christ center unity. How God loves us, we are not that label. We let down him many times, but this love is give us that comfortable for us to be Christ-centered unity. This is great motivation for us. Third source of the gospel-centered unity we found in the end of the verse 1, the fellowship of Spirit. This word, and Holy Spirit, that is fellowship, not based in the or, but already Holy Spirit has every born again people. There is the no difference between background, standard, nation. No, every believer has this Holy Spirit fellowship. That Holy Spirit is comfortable, comforter. So that fellowship means describe the in partnership means long usite, long together. That every believer, we know that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, temple of the Holy Spirit we are. Not only that, he is the seal and guaranteed for us in internal, in inheritance. Not only that, he is the source of the spiritual power. He is the source of the fruit of the Spirit. And he helping us. We are speaking, we are saying, we are just fellowship we are doing, but we have that same Spirit, you and me. We have same Spirit that caused to be united, caused to be Christ-centered, that unity, that when you and me saved, that time that Holy Spirit give us that us. He walk with us and he helping with us when we are weak, we are not able to do, but he helping us. Because this Holy Spirit we have that, and he continually helping us. When that Jesus Christ also praying, that time also Gethsemane, that Holy Spirit and help him. And when that we found in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, we not able to how to speak in prayer, that time also Holy Spirit speak to us. See? That is great our motivation to be Christ-centered unity, that Christ-centered united. Fourth source of the or why we need to be gospel-centered unity, that is affliction and compassion. Here is the word that showing that in Christ's character, not people, not human character, but Christ's character, that chosen people, that means inward, that affliction means to the bowl, means inner, that close relationship, who is below, who is close, that dearly love, those person will be affliction we have, that in deep and personal long with sight, especially those who are the dear and the close relationship with. That Apostle Paul especially used this word in this book of Philippians. I long, we found in verse 1, chapter 1, verse 8, I long for you all with the affliction of Christ. Means here is that showing that Christ's application already you have. That's why you need to be united. Not only that, we found that a compassion word. That compassion means mercy of God. We know that in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, compassion of God, here is that showing, by the mercy of God to present your body as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of Holy Spirit. Sorry, service of the worship. That means here is that compassion and mercy word is used that similar way. That means in the God, the Father of the mercy. And he is the given his begotten Son, and he's chosen us, and he's loved us, and he's giving his own compassion for us in our heart. That's why Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, we found on the heart of the compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and passion we found in there. Because of that source, we have to be united in Christ center. The grace, mercy, and love of the God that he bear in his heart for, he sent his only Son for die for us. So before the foundation of the world, this has been true, and that salvation, your and my also be true, and he die for the be true, because he saw his compassion in our Lord Jesus Christ. The all the we saw here that encouragement, love, spirit, fellowship, and compassion, all we found in Christ only. We not found anywhere. So that's why we call our believer. We call we are the born again. We call, yeah, I am a Christian, I am a believer. But we our source, we must need to be have in foundation of the our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the unity is be necessary and most important. That's why our source is not anything but our Lord Jesus Christ. We found in everything in Him. God wanted to be unity. Anyone are is in not in the unity, we are not able unity to the many, like we are not kind of that similar people like organization and all means one tongue people gather, one is that speaking people, one caste people, not like that, because our church is different than that, because our church is high view about our gospel. So first we need to be understand what Christ did for us. What is the our source of the unity? Our source of the unity is our Lord Jesus Christ. His love, His compassion, His kindness that motivates us to be united. So that's why we need to be first understand about true gospel, that when we are in saved, when we repent our sin and believe our Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior, that time only we understand the gospel center unity different than others. Otherwise, mean like compromiser. Yeah, they are also unity. We are also one building, one hall. We are also unity. Not, this is different kind of unity. That's why we need to be understand His and be gospel center unity. Second truth that helping us how to grow in gospel center unity, we found in verse 2, that is meaning otherwise mark of the gospel center unity. What is the gospel center unity means? Meaning, otherwise we can see we can say the mark of the gospel center unity. Look at that verse 2, you start with complete my joy, being of the same mind, having the same love, bring in the full accord and of the one mind. Here is that Apostle Paul not saying I have the not full joy, but when you are that complete there, when you are the united, that time only I have joy. He not saying, because we found Apostle Paul before already he tell that verse, chapter 1 verse 18, he say the when you preach the gospel in I will rejoice. Yes, I will rejoice. And you know chapter 4 verse 4 already memorized and familiar word this is. Also he is saying rejoice in the Lord. I will always I will say rejoice in the Lord. Means Apostle Paul already have that joy. But what he is saying, when you are the united, that time will be grow in that joy. That will be complete when you your joy. Because when you are the gathered, that means that joy in Christ, that means gospel center unity, can say the we found this one in the gospel, that we united and bring to the and they have same mind, same love, and bring the that full in the one mind. When the that people are the together, one mind, one thing, that time will be your joy will be more grow. Your way will be more incomplete. First, we'll see how that in mark of the that joy, how will the that meaning of the gospel center unity. We see the one by one this in verse 2 has the many things, but we'll see saw the sum of the first. We'll saw the same mind, bring of the same mind. That word is that meaning is in the Greek same thinking and same passion and same goal. That same bring of the same mind means same, only one passion, one goal, and one way thinking about. That is exhortation, not optional but reputed. This is not need to be have, not optional but need to be have. That in Bible and that this verse in the saying, those of us are the matter we think we have, we think about कि और सेल्फ बट हेयर इज द दैट इन सेइंग द नो यू नीड टू बी थिंक अबाउट यू नीड टू बी सेम माइंड एंड सेम एक्जोटेशन दिस इज नॉट ऑप्शनल यू मस्ट नीड टू बी नेसेसरी फॉर गोस्पल सेंटर यूनिटी दैट्स वाई दैट अपोस्टल पॉल ऑल्सो इन चैप्टर फोर वर्स सेम बुक चैप्टर फोर वर्स टू एंड थ्री ही गिव दैट टू लेडीज नेम हर नेम यूडिया एंड संथुके ही से एग्री विथ दोज लेडीज एंड हेल्प हर ही सिंग बिकॉज when the same mind, same thing, same goal will happen, that will be our joy and all unity will be success. Just we can take for like an example, we saw many that football, football the playing the all the player. When they don't have the one goal to do the goal in the that goalkeeper, will win the game, same thing, same mind, they will be not win the match. Because that same thing and same way they need to be think to shooting the, that goal in same way, same zeal they needed to win the game. That's why we need to be healthy and like-minded and that committed to the understand about the our responsibility to lead the that in when the lead people, the local church, that time need to be necessary. You should be have the same passion for godliness and same goal for the Jesus Christ, loving and sacrifice and serving Him. We need to be like that kind of same goal for our Lord Jesus Christ. And second mark we found there is the same love. This is brotherly love. This is Jesus Christ and putting together. And we this love is not like he is smart, he is good, and not be divided that love. This is brotherly love, equally love each other, equally help each other, sacrificially and loving servicely to all who them in the church. This is the our mark. When we love those people, when we help those people who are without compromise, without neglect, that is showing, yeah, he has the, that mark of the Gospel Center Unity. That showing, yeah, why he has doing? Because he has the mark of the Gospel Center Unity. Romans chapter 12 verse 10 says, love one another with brotherly affliction out to one another in showing the honor. Means that is the source, loving in others. That Jesus Christ also commanded his disciple. Gospel of John chapter 13 verse 34 to 35, he told, a new commandment I give to you that you love one another just I have loved you and you also are the love one another. By this all the people will know that you are the my disciple if you have love for the one another. We found that through that gospel center unity through loving others because already we have motivation God's love us, Christ love us. We need to be have that Christ love for our brother and sister. Let us we think about how we loving each other. Yeah, somebody has discouraged. We need to be help him through comfort him through his word. Somebody needy, that time also we can not only word, through action also we can show our love because God saw us. Not only that, third mark of Gospel Center Unity is united in spirit. That is Holy Spirit fellowship in everywhere. We found in the verse 2 in the end of this is our fellowship with others in Christ. We are united by Christ. It is the same emphasized as the one Spirit that we found in the chapter 1 verse 27 also. To be united in one Spirit. To this love in live in the selfish, normal, and the with fellow believer by defining the exhortation, personal emotion, selfishness, hatred, and jealousy. All we need to be keep in alongside, but in spirit as we have in together. And through His gospel, we are no two Christian are the different between maturity and understand about Scripture, but we are in the same Holy Spirit.
we are the same who is control us, who is comforter. We have this one. So he is the our mark. So whatever we have, whatever that in pride, that all thing is long aside, because we have the same Holy Spirit to everybody, to united in Christ. Fourth and last mark of the Gospel Center unity, we found end of the verse 2, one mind. That is, one mind means same mindedness. Same mindedness. That is, means that come to make when the decision and some need to be do, that time is one thing, one way. This is the necessary when the in our church also sometimes some make the decision, that time also need to be one mind, and some will do in together, that time also be not different kind of opinion, one opinion we need to be. Yeah, we have different kind of, we have the different background, we have the many things different, but here is the saying, Christ has the one mind for everybody. So we need to be that in main way, the one mind to do for his kingdom. I born in the farm in my hometown, has the, that many land for that farm work they are in doing, and not like that we, I am in hill area, so there is no tractor. We need to do where the ox and bale and put the rice and all things. And that time one person not able to do his farm, because many hectare he has the, that farm. So that time whole the, that village will be together when they do the rice and wheat, all time they will do, all together they come in one house and do one home one day. And like means 15 days they will be finish whole the village. Their goal is to fast finish this work, because one people not able to do. That same mind they took, same goal they took, and they finish it. So we need to be have more than that same mind for the Gospel Center unity. We need to be understand that same way about gospel, about church, about his sufficiency of his scripture, sufficiency of his word and election. Yeah, everybody believe Holy Spirit, but false teaching also misusing Holy Spirit. But we need to be right view about gospel, that right view about the or scripture or God or Christ, that cause to be unity, that cause to be Christ center unity, gospel center unity. Third and the last we found in the verse 3 and 4, that third truth that helping us how to grow in gospel center unity, application of the gospel center unity, we found in verse 3 to 4. I will read it for you. Do not nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Here is the saying about application. How will be applied? First, we'll see that source of the gospel center unity, and we found that mark of the gospel center unity. How will be that looks like? And this is the application of the gospel center unity. Here is the two things that in helping us to be gospel center unity, that is the application of the that gospel center unity. We this verse 3 and 4 we found the through humility and through service. How will be in help in other, that rivalry word that means is that this is the refer to partnership, like the close, but this cause to be flesh work, not spirit work, not Holy Spirit work. We found in Galatians chapter 5 verse 20, this is work of the flesh. That is the saying, somebody through pride, I know that one, through the pride that pushing their idea and their own way, not taking others' idea, not taking other interest, but our own. I know that one, my idea is say, through pride that cause to be. That conceit means empty glory, means that personal glory. For me only. And that motivated people to be selfishness and self-desire and divided the unity through selfish behavior that come from heart. We know about, one preacher say, our heart is factory of the sin. Our heart, through heart come from sin. And that heart is, I know about my heart more than you. You know about your heart. How is this rebellious? And how that is come selfishness and others that not, we can explaining them also. But when we the put our heart through humble and serving others, that cause to be center, that cause to be gospel center. When we follow the our heart, that easily will complain each other, easily will fail in the sin. We forgot about our Lord Jesus, what he did. But through humility and through humbleness, we can found that overcome from selfishness. That is motivation. Only then you will be Christ-centered. That in Paul, here is the not saying just term. He's saying the practical term. Do nothing or out of selfish ambition. That means selfish ambition will be caused to the disunity. There is the more practical. This is the command we found in the verse 3. And the understand that the call to be the humility to the all the deceit that others to be valued and certain way. The certain way look others, consider value of the them better than ourselves. When we think about better than his self, that time will be because Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 15, he's saying, rejoice with those who are rejoiced. Weep those who are weep. Means that close relationship. Produce that things which is the mean peace. We are the peacemaker. So when we are the make that in peace, we are win that one. We help and we bear the weakness of others who are the weak in spiritually. We can take burden from others and we can fulfill the law of the Christ. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 2 say, fulfill the law of the Christ. That all thing that cause when we are in the unity. It will be destroyed when we are the unity. That selfishness motives all will be go. When we saw the Christ-centered unity, gospel-centered unity, that time will be real joy will come. When I am in school age, that time we all, the village child will go and throw the one small stone to honeycomb. And that honey will come together, all together, and that time we will fell down in, we are filling the river, and just for playing with that in honey. And same small stone, we throw the dogs, dog will run away. But when we throw that honeycomb, all honey will be come together. Means what I'm trying to show, they have the unity because they are someone they are hurting, they will come together. Or more than that, we have gospel, we have our Lord, we have the source of our unity, Christ center. So that will be produce more joy, more happy. When we come, when we enter the door, I'm coming. My God, the Father, His people. We just sing now before. Those people, I am in the kingdom of heaven people, we are in the here. He is the in my beloved brother. We can meet in forever in heaven. Means that joy, that unity we produce when we understand the gospel center unity. God bless unity. We found that real joy in unity. We can overcome our personal sin also. Through unity, we can share somebody. We can, please watch over me. Please monitor me. I am failing this sin. I need your help. See how that will. He can overcome. He can pray for others. That is the main joy in gospel center unity. That gospel center unity rich and full of the joy. So that's why, end of time, end of this sermon, I want to ask you the one question. have you have the, that gospel center unity, that only give you real joy, that only have the real joy in our life. When we gather, when we meet, other place we can't found. We saw the example of political, they are biting each other, position, and that their position, they want, yeah, my, I want like that. But when we go to the gospel center unity, our selfishness, all self-motives, all will be through because we found more than great our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray and we have a gospel center unity in this church. Heavenly gracious Father, thank you this time, your grace and your mercy in our life, Lord. Thank you, Lord, your love, how bigger than, Lord. We are not loving you, but you love first us, Lord, and give your only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. You are the Lord, our source of unity, Lord. We found real joy, Lord, because you also pray for his people. I am unity, they will be in unity, Lord. Thank you, Lord, this time. Lord, please help us be a unity for gospel, Lord. Help us and guide us, Lord. We pray in Jesus Christ's name.